Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. Okay, I didn't say award-winning edition.
Last week, when I wasn't here, you said award-winning. Now I'm back and you don't say it.
You just answered your own question because you weren't here.
It was award-winning.
Yes.
Okay.
But you're back now.
I'm sensing a little bit of hostility from you.
Can I finish the open to the show, please?
Okay, sorry.
We're broadcasting from the Subaru Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I was rudely interrupted by Steve and Julian, my co-host. No, we're just kidding. We actually love each other. And today, what a great show today.
Wrong.
No, that's not wrong. We do have a great show. I'm wrong. I think that's why Trey played that.
We have some wonderful guests here in the studio. And they brought treats.
Yes.
And so we're like...
And knowledge and education. I mean, we're going to learn a lot.
We're like doubly excited.
Well, we've had a little bit of cake to start. We've had some great juice to start. And I'm real excited to hear more.
We have Mark and Tony Brown from For Goodness Cakes.
Yep.
And we're starting with them.
Yep.
And then we have Paula with Green Sea Trading.
Yep.
And then we have Lisa with Diabetes You Can Win Foundation. And she's going to impart some great knowledge for us.
Yep.
So it's going to be a well all around show.
And I'm going to try my best not to ruin it like I did the open.
No. You never ruin anything.
Thanks.
You bring something to the table. Like awards.
We're gonna
Thank
win
you.
Awards. Yep. All right, let's go.
All right. For Goodness Cakes is the name of our first company. Mark and Tony Brown are the owners of the company. Welcome to our program. Tell us all about For Goodness Cakes.
Well, For Goodness Cakes started back in 2001. An amazing lady named Melanie Stanger, who we have a great relationship with today, started the company in the basement of her home. It was a passion, and she grew it to a phenomenal organization. And in 2016, Tony and I decided that we wanted to own a business. And we didn't care what it was in. And we lucked up upon finding Melanie and a great opportunity and haven't looked back since.
So is cakes the main part of the business or the only part of the business?
Yeah, we do cakes, all types of cakes. We do also do cupcakes. Mm-hmm. But cakes is what the name is, and cakes is what we do.
Now, are you in a storefront, or are you mostly, you do the cakes and deliver them where they need to be delivered?
So we are we're a baked-to-order organization. So everything that it's an original order and original cake for all of our clients that come in. So we don't have a storefront, at least not today.
Not yet. Okay. but then again, I think cakes, especially specialty cakes and top-of-the-line cupcakes and things like that, that's not necessarily go to a store and pick it up. That's you really want it delivered right to your door. You want it right to your party or wedding or whatever you need to do. So, so I can see why that would be important. Do you guys, now we're Gwinnett Business Radio. Is your territory pretty much just Gwinnett, Metro Atlanta? How far away can someone be to get one of your cakes?
Well, it's so currently today we service the Metro Atlanta area, so we can deliver anywhere in this vicinity. Our goal, and we're going to start that here shortly, is we have products on the way that we'll be able to deliver nationwide. So that is our goal to be able to make it so that folks can enjoy our cakes without having to feel like they have to get married or have some super event going on. That is our goal.
Exactly.
What makes For Goodness Cakes unique? I'm reading some of the information here that you do a lot of corporate events. You can put company logos Absolutely. On cakes.
Absolutely.
Talk about some of the unique things that you offer.
Yeah.
So we do. We can put your company logo right onto the cup, like if you want cupcakes or the cake. It's beautiful. We bring the same type of quality that we put in our wedding cakes on our corporate event cakes. And most companies, if they want to, you know, represent themselves in a really sweet way, that's a great way to do it. It looks great. It tastes great. And so we take care of both of those things for you.
And one of the things I wanted to add is, you know, there are a lot of bakeries in the Atlanta metro areas, and we know a lot of the owners as well. We have great relationships. And I would tell you that most of the bakers can make a beautiful cake, whether it's corporate or any other, for any other type of event. Some can make a tasty cake, but at For Goodness Cakes, we can do both.
Okay. And now one of the popular programs on TV, I think it's Cake Boss or something right. like that, yes. where they do really...
Don't say I think. You DVR it every week.
Yeah, okay. Guilty as charged. Right. Are your cakes more standard or can you kind of, hey, I got an idea, Tony, you know, can you do this? How far can you go?
I would say our designer, there's nothing she can't do. Literally, I've seen her make cakes into things and you're just sitting there looking at it going, is that really a cake? Is that edible? I mean, she can do anything. She definitely rivals the people that you see on Cake Boss.
And to add to that, we've done everything from a DJ Yoda on the turntables to alligators and tanks.
Wait. DJ Yoda, actually, you mean a cake shaped like a DJ Yoda?
Yes, sir. Yes, okay. sir. Yes.
Because I was going to say, if you actually had a DJ right. Yoda, you might want to get out of the cake.
Right,
business.
That's right.
That's really good.
We need to address the elephant in the room right now.
Why do you keep calling me that?
No.
I'm working on it and trying very hard to watch what I eat.
The elephant in the room is the delicious cakes that you brought in.
Tell us. Sitting next to them.
Yeah, they kept it away from you. Yes. They were smart.
Yes.
Tell us what you brought, some yes. of the flavors, which, you know, we got to sample a few beforehand and we're like, you know, on cloud nine right now.
Absolutely. So we brought some red velvet chocolate. We brought some butter pecan. And champagne with raspberry filling, which, by the way, is one of our top requested flavors out there. My favorite is the butter pecan with salted caramel, because you can never go wrong with salted caramel.
You know, Mike, Mark is a good businessman because he said butter pecan and then he said butter pecan. So he said
he
it both ways.
Yes, he
knows
did.
How to take care of all of his clients.
I noticed that.
So I wanted to ask you guys, you talked about cakes and cupcakes and you talked about corporate events. Obviously, this is Gwinnett Business Radio. A lot of business leaders and business owners listen to our show. Apart from just an event, are there other ways businesses could use your services? I was thinking of gifts. If you want to give, you know, if you want to kind of develop a unique gift, sending a special cupcake or a cake. Are there any other ways apart from just events that you guys have been able to start working with business owners?
Yeah, absolutely. So we partnered with the, I think it's the Gwinnett Academy, and I'm going to say it incorrectly, Gwinnett Academy soccer, I think it's team, I think it is. And so we helped them with their school fundraising program by just saying, hey, you know what, we'll take 20% off and offer your clients 20% off if they want to come to our stores in an effort to help you guys raise money. So we have other ways in terms of to be able to say, you know, we're here for the community.
Yeah.
It is about, you know, obviously we're in the business of business.
Stay in business,
but it is about giving back as well. So we can do that in coordination with corporations.
All right, Tony, I'm going to ask you a question here. I saw in the little description, and I'm going to give you a spectrum to talk about. So on one end, I'm going to ask the question about people who might have, I'm thinking of gluten-free, if that's something that you guys help with. But then on the very other end of the spectrum, you talked about, there's something in your bio about cake in a jar dessert. So I'm going to have you go from gluten-free over to cake in a jar and see if you can talk about both in the same answer.
I can talk about both in the same answer because our website is actually being revamped right now so that you will be able to order your cakes in a jar right online. So those will come directly to you. This is what Mark was talking about.
So what is cake in a jar?
Cake in a jar is, we've got six different flavors.
It's a cake in a jar, Steven.
I know, it seems pretty obvious.
I'm asking her to be a little more descriptive about it because I know what that means. I just stick my hand in and start eating it.
Tell me more
about it.
No, it gives you layers of cake. In frosting, cake and frosting. The salted caramel is my favorite. We also have the pecan. We have the red velvet. And those can be individualized. You know, you can buy them in packs of 2, 6, and 12.
So it's literally designed to be just kind of eaten with a spoon. And,
yep.
And
it comes with your own spoon. Cool. It comes with your spoon. It comes in a little box. You'll get it. Eat it right now. Take it, freeze it, take it later.
You can cake it with you.
You can cake it with you. Exactly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You did a great job. You should work with us. You should work with us.
All right. So it literally is exactly what it sounds. Plus, that's easy to transport, I guess. That might be
absolutely
one of the... Yeah.
You can take it anywhere.
Okay. So, I like that.
And our hope in the future is to do that with cakes as well. But cakes don't, you know, the way we make our cakes and the way customers are asking for our cakes, they don't travel very well with a UPS guy. Yeah. Whereas cake in a jar, you can get that anywhere. They can be, you know what I mean? A UPS guy can, or whoever can handle it however they want, and you'll still get a fabulous product.
All right. Now go back to the other side and let's talk a little bit about people who want to eat gluten-free and some of the other things. How do you guys appeal to them?
And occasionally we do have people who have allergies. So we have another company in which we partner with. And the lady that we partner with, she will help us out. So we have someone have a nut allergy, or we have someone with a gluten-free allergy, but you still want a beautiful cake, she helps us in that way. So if you have allergies, we can still assist you in that way.
You know, if you enjoy your cake from For Goodness Cakes down at the local pub, you then would have cake in a bar. Where's my rim shot for that?
But I'm bumps.
You work too hard on that one, Mike.
Tony Brown and Mark Brown with For Goodness Cakes. For those that would love to place some orders, find out more, check into some corporate events, where can they find more information?
We have our website, forgoodnesscakes.net. We're on social media. We're on Twitter. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. As well. So we have a display of all of the work that we've done over the years.
Yes. All right. Well, great to meet you. Thank you for coming in. You have found our weakness, so you are welcome back anytime as long as you bring some of these delicious For Goodness Cakes.
You got
Thank you so much. Thank we you appreciate guys. It.
Mike, what you should have said is, I will eat cake in a jar. I will eat it at a bar. I will eat it in my car. I will eat it near and far. That's what you should have done.
Thank you, Dr. Seuss.
You're welcome.
Yes.
You're welcome. Well, yeah. I think it is Dr. Seuss's birthday. So there you go. Congratulations. Wow. Well done. All right, Mike, I want to remind you and all of our listeners that if you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, then you need to call For Goodness Cakes. No, I'm sorry. You also need to call Proactive Payroll, because Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and they provide relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting, payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and so much more. They don't just process payrolls. They build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks, or you can call them at 404-410-0031.
Just keep talking. I'm actually helping myself to more of these For Goodness Cakes.
Absolutely.
So
I'm not going to do that.
Now we need something to wash down these delicious cakes with.
What could we get to wash? Because you have these $10 bottles of water on the table.
Yes.
That you charge
everybody.
But
we want something that's healthy and tasteful and fresh and natural and good for us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, water's not good for you, apparently. No.
I haven't heard that yet.
Paula Rivas is here with Green Sea Trading. Good morning, Paula. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Very good. Thank you.
Always good to see you. Tell us, we're going to talk about Green Sea Trading and the product, and you brought some samples yourself, which are delicious, but there's also an event coming up that we want to talk about, but let's start with the company. Tell us about Green Sea Trading and what you offer.
Okay. Green Trading is a company. We import products mainly from Colombia, where I am from. Right now, we are importing fruit purees and sweet plantains. And we distribute it to the restaurants and some distributors. So we are finding some distributors in another states, mm-hmm. and we are trying to get different states other than Georgia. So we started 3 years ago, and we are attending all those business like coffee shops or Caribbean restaurants or Cuban restaurants, mainly restaurants and industry, because this product is very good to make, for example, for the breweries for beer. So they are making very good things with fruits. So for cocktails. So this product is very good for many, many things, sauces and. So we are distributing B2B, and also we have in our website online purchasing. So you can buy online, and we distribute all Metro Atlanta area in a jar, 64 ounces. So you can make like 2 gallons of juice. So it's very good deal. And it's all fresh. I mean, it's all natural. It comes frozen, so it doesn't have any additives or colorants or anything chemical, different than fruit.
I was going to ask you what makes it so fresh, because what you brought some passion fruit and strawberry and mango for us to sample this morning. And right. the thing that just knocked my socks off was just how fresh it was, like you made it this morning.
Right, because it comes frozen, so it doesn't have anything but the fruit. So it's very, and it's fruit from my country. So the fields are very good all year round. So you can have a lot of different fruits. Right now we are importing 11 fruits.
Okay.
So you can go to the website. It's www.papagayopures.com. And you can find all the flavors. Right now it's just one presentation. It's 64 ounces jar. With the pure fruit.
And Papagayo is spelled P-A-P-A-G-A-Y-O, right?
Right.
Now it sounds like, so you guys are trying to bring your juices into restaurants as well as other things like breweries that might use them in another product.
Right.
Is there anything that if I'm a consumer, I can go directly to, and I guess that's the frozen concentrate that I can then, you know, use to make juice myself. Is that
right?
What
yeah,
suggest?
It's very easy okay. to use because you just mix it. So it's like, we don't call it concentrate because concentrate is not natural.
Right.
But if you understand better, it can be called concentrate if you understand me. I mean, like it's just the pure fruit. So you just mix it with water or milk, or so you can make smoothies or mm-hmm. juices or teas to give some flavor to the tea. So that's what you use
love
for.
It. Mike, you asked the next question because I'm going to drink some strawberry.
I was about to say, yes. One of the reasons we have you here today is you want to talk about an upcoming event called Biz Mujer. Tell us what that's all about and what we would find at that.
Okay, well, right now I am an ambassador of Biz Mujer. Biz Mujer is an event. This is a program. The team that is working with it is Emprendedores Latinos. So this is giving back to the community too, where the women can have some empowerment and learn from different women. So this is a very woman event focus. So you can go, for minorities. And right now it's a bilingual thing. I mean, this is the fifth one for them. Mm-hmm. I've been here 3 years. So I've been I couldn't get the first one, but I've been like 2 times before.
Okay.
And it's very good. I mean, there are a lot of women. So you can make some networking, you can learn, because usually they invite people or other women to talk about different things.
Date and location of this particular, year's event?
Right. The location of this event is going to be
at Gathering Spot Gathering Atlanta? Spot,
right. Gathering Spot located at 3A4 North Yards Boulevard Northwest, Atlanta.
Okay. And this is a March 8th. Is Women 8th. International Day.
Right.
So obviously that's the reason for that. Biz Mujer, a bilingual community platform catered to Latinas and other minority business owners with the objective to empower women in the U.S. to advance their career. And you got some great speakers lined up, don't you?
Right. Yeah, we are going to have 3 speakers. They are divided on their expertise. So one is for leadership, and this person is is Luz Maria Doria. She works at Univision, and she is the producer of Despierta America. It's very known.
Okay.
So it's very known on the market, and it's a person who is very empowered of leadership. So she's going to be there, and also has a book, and she's going to talk about her book. And the other person is Annabelle. Annabelle is a journalist and actress and television host. And well, she has a lot of things, but the most important is that she started to her own business to the website. And it's getting very good. So she's going to talk about the old technology and things about movement can learn from her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the last but not least is Maria Rios. And she's a very important woman because she's located at Texas. And she was, 2013, she was named like one of the best companies in Texas with the company. She has a company of waste. What is the name of this?
Waste collection?
Recycling?
Recycling. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So three very successful
women,
Latinas.
Right.
That have done very well. So and great speakers. So are you looking to sell tickets for people to come and see all this and hear all this? That's part of it. But also, can someone have a booth at this event if they'd like?
Right. You can find on the website the www.bismuher.com. You can find how to participate. Not only buy the tickets, and also there is like a discount where Bismuher 2018. You can find it there on the website to find the ticket. But also you can participate in with a booth if you have a company that you want to get to those women. So there is going to be a lot of women. Last year it was like 300 women, I think. It's very, very crowded. So if you want to participate with a booth or something, you can get into the website and get from there.
The sooner the better.
Yep.
March 8th, 2018. So if you're listening to this show after March 8th of 2018, well, just stay.
Wait till 2019.
Wait till 2019. Go to the website, bismuher.com, bismuher.com. Paula, great to see you. Thank you so much for coming on and talking about green sea trading. Thank you for bringing the tasty juices. How was the one did you just have?
I had strawberry.
How was it?
Fantastic. I had had mango before the show, and it was equally fantastic. And you had passion fruit.
I'm sticking with
your
the passion
opinion
fruit.
Of that.
Love it.
Fantastic.
Yes,
I love it.
Fantastic.
You love it. You love it.
I love it.
Well, then I would like to remind you, Mike, that before we get to our last guest, love is what makes a Subaru. Did you know that?
I never heard that before.
Yes, you have. Yeah, okay. And the reason you have is because we do broadcast from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And love is what makes a Subaru. Trey, you know that, right? Love is what makes Subaru. He's nodding. You can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, everybody together, and community events.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Our third and final guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio comes from Diabetes You Can Win Foundation. She's the founder and president, Lisa Graham. We met Lisa a month or so ago, I guess, after a chamber event here at the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. And we said, we got to have you back to talk about something that is very important, something near and dear to my heart, because my mom suffers from diabetes. But tell us about your organization and Diabetes You Can Win Foundation.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you again for having me. Diabetes You Can Win is a new, of course, organization. And the goal of the organization was really to get into the communities. I often tell people that we're losing the fight with diabetes, and this is a fight, hence the name, that we can win. Our goal is really looking to serve those communities that are uninsured, underserved communities. And oftentimes those communities will get, if they go to a health fair to maybe get a check on their blood sugars, they get a piece of paper that says, hey, this is what you need to do, or you just need to eat better. But they don't get the comprehensive education. I've been doing diabetes education now for about 14 years. I'm a nurse. I'm a certified diabetes educator. I've been a nurse over 20 years. But what I've seen during my time in diabetes is that this is a population that we're not connecting with. We're not, of course, in the community. So the goal of starting this was to make sure that we get to those people, because I believe if they know better, they will do better. And the goal is just making sure they have comprehensive education, where we have a educator with them and really talking to them about diet, about lifestyle. And it's truly about that lifestyle change.
I think diabetes is probably something that almost everybody has at least heard,
yes.
Right? It's not an uncommon word,
yes.
But I think a lot of people might not know what it means.
Yes.
So if someone has diabetes or is highly at risk to get diabetes, what does that mean?
Well, having diabetes means that simply that there's too much sugar in your blood. And so how do we get, of course, too much sugar in our blood? So just a little bit, I guess, kind of talking about how the body works. Of course, the food that we eat, all of these wonderful things that you guys have had here.
I think it's awesome you came on today.
Of course, this morning. But most of these things are carbohydrates. And carbohydrates are important to the body because they fuel our body. They give our bodies energy. But of course, it can also make our blood sugars go up. Typically, for a person that does not have diabetes, when we eat these things, insulin's released, and insulin's job is to take that sugar that comes in and move it to the cells so that our bodies can use that sugar for energy. For an individual that has diabetes, in the case of a type 1, that individual is no longer making insulin. So it's very difficult to move that sugar out of the bloodstream and get it into the cells. For type 2, which is pretty 90% of the people with diabetes have type 2 diabetes. Those individuals have the insulin in their bodies, but it's not working the way we need it to work. So it makes it very difficult, again, to get that sugar out of the bloodstream. And so more sugar stays in the bloodstream. And of course, their blood sugars are high.
And one of the things of diabetes you can win is obviously you're trying to increase the education.
Yes.
All everywhere, but especially in areas where they might not be have access
exactly.
to get good education.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you a very difficult question.
Okay.
What is the number one thing you would want to tell anyone who knows very little about diabetes, but that could help them? You know, what are some of the top education points that you want to get across to people?
I think one of the main thing is exercise.
Okay.
Exercise is so important in so many ways. And what I tell, of course, a lot of my patients is that we have to kind of think of that as medicine. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes patients come to me and they say, I don't want to take any medicine. But again, a lot of times we don't want to do the things that would prevent us, of course, from taking that medication. So I think exercise would be at the top of the list because it helps in so many areas across the board. But how exercise helps diabetes is that, remember I talked about that sugar in the bloodstream, it actually helps to use up that sugar for energy right away. So it lowers, of course, blood sugars.
So now when you say exercise, a lot of people think, well, I'm not going to a gym. I don't belong to a gym. Exercise can
when
be
he says everybody,
anything.
He means Steven.
I am a member of a gym, dadgummit. How dare you? The elephant is about to leave the room if you keep this up, all right? So some people might think, well, I'm not going out and running a marathon or anything like that. Exercise is just getting the body moving, right?
Moving. And the key is that we have so many people that are sitting, so we just need to get them up.
Yeah.
And I won't always say just even getting them up because we can do exercises from the chair. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times because, you know, often the beginning of the year, everybody joins a gym and by, of course, March, everybody's kind of turning in there. So I talk to a lot of people because I know even with my busy schedule with so many that we can do things at home in our communities. My favorite thing is dancing. You know, I love to turn on my Bruno Mars or whatever and just jump up and start moving. So I talk to a lot of people about that because, as you said, so many people think exercise is so much more. We just need to move. And walking is exercise.
She talks about exercising while in your chair. I've been exercising since the show began. I am worn out. But I got my workout in for the day. I'm now done
really
for the day.
Trying for that extra joke.
I'm done for the day. There was no joke there. I was being serious.
Okay.
Lisa, there's an event coming up that you want to mention, Gwinnett Diabetes Alert Day.
Yes. And so Alert Day is a national campaign by the American Diabetes Association. It happens every year, the fourth Tuesday in March. And what I wanted to do, I was very fortunate last year. I teamed up with Gwinnett County Board of Health, and I'm teaming up with them again this year. And we hosted an event. And this event is simply just to bring awareness, really to let people know. Again, like you said, most people know about diabetes, but what's going, you know, to kind of let them first, they can come out and they can actually be screened at the event. So we'll check their blood sugars. But then there's also a simple test because some people get a little nervous when we talk about pricking, of course, fingers or, you know, stuff, anything that's invasive. So we have a simple wrist test, and it's something that was developed by the American Diabetes Association. And it's just 5 questions and basically answering those 5 questions. And it lets you know if you could be at risk for diabetes. And from there, we usually tell people whatever their score is that they need to follow up with their physician. So we will be hosting that on March 27th, the actual, of course, Diabetes Alert Day. We will be at One Source in at the Norcross location. So we'll have screeners on hand, of course, those risk tests on hand, and then people available there just to answer any questions that people may have.
Is there a website for the You Can Win Foundation that might have more details? About,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. DiabetesYouCanWin.org.
Like it. DiabetesYouCanWin.org.
Yes. Yeah, very simple.
And if people if people miss this year's, right, March 27th, 2018, well, then next year, 2019, it'll be on March 26th, fourth Tuesday.
Tuesday of the month. You figured that out.
Well, Mike, there's some math behind that that I'll explain to you off air.
Yeah, okay? Again, that Georgia education is not helping me yet again.
I'm not going to say anything.
Lisa, great stuff. Thank you so much for coming in. Again, for those that want to find out more about the organization, more about the education, the website again is?
DiabetesYouCanWin.org.
Great. Lisa, thank you very much.
Thank you again for having me.
Want to thank Lisa Graham for joining us with Diabetes You Can Win Foundation. Also, Mark and Tony Brown with For Goodness Cakes. And Paula Rivas with Green Sea Trading here on Gwinnett Business Radio. A reminder, you can listen to the show anytime, 24/7, by going to businessradiox.com. You can download this show anytime, listen to it. Just go to the Gwinnett Studio. Also, we're on iTunes, so be sure to follow us there.
I'm proud to announce that as wonderful as the For Goodness Cakes were, we didn't eat enough of them that we need to go get a diabetes test today.
No, and the great thing is,
Lisa said this off air. I know what you're going to say.
Well, I don't. What
everything in moderation, right?
Exactly. You can enjoy For Goodness Cakes
absolutely.
And everything else.
Absolutely.
Just don't overdo it.
Why are you looking at me so intently?
I'm not.
You're working so hard not to offend me, Mike. I appreciate that very much.
No. Any parting words before we say goodbye?
I think I just did parting words, but I will say so thankfully that if you want to go to the Gwinnett Diabetes Alert Day, it's March 26, 2019, March 27, 2018, or March 25th, 2020. Hopefully Mike can pick up the pattern by then.
Wow. Do it five more times and we'll figure it out.
Then we'll get to leap years, and that always screws up my math a little bit.
And so don't forget Biz Mujer on March 8th at the Gathering Spot Atlanta.
And that's the fifth annual, so there'll be another one, the sixth annual. But I don't know if they do that on the Tuesday.
How does that
Tuesday.
Work? Sixth? What's
March 8th. That's March 8th this year.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So always March 8th? Always March 8th.
Woman Day.
Always on International Woman Day. You said that in the interview and I forgot. Okay, that was my mistake.
All right. I want to thank our guests again. Thank you, Stephen. Thanks
to our
producer,
Trey. So it'll be March 8th, 2019. It'll be March 8th, 2020, right?
That I can follow.
There you go. Very good.
Oh, goodness gracious. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.